Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast.
Oh, it's bloody hell, here we are. It's Tuesday, isn't it?
Are you alright?
I'm well, mate. How are you?
I'm very good, mate. How are you settling into 2024? Are you positive?
I'm back at the gym, which is good, which is always positive.
Yeah.
My flanks are hurting a little.
Have you moved, Jim? Are you somewhere different? Because you used to go to one round here.
Yeah, I'm at a new one now. I'm at a slightly swankier one. It's called a leisure facility.
And actually, how do you like settling into a new gym? Do you need to sort of know? Is there a hierarchy? Like, dogs have hierarchies, don't they?
Yeah.
Do you need to like sort of...
Do they?
Yeah. State your claim.
Yes.
To certain things.
Well, not at the gym, because I think this gym's got a lot of people in it who are a bit more scary than my other gym.
Really?
Well, from what I've heard, there's rumours of... some sort of like a presence of, you know, scary folk there, which I don't really want to get into, but I just ignore them. But what? So I don't like talking about that. But I've been back in the gym now. Been in four times in the last week, which is lovely. I'm going with Lizzie's brother.
Yeah, fucking odd, you.
What's odd about that?
What do you mean? You and your partner's brother.
Sorry, what are you doing now? Eating an empty drink?
You and your partner's brother getting sweaty.
Do you know there's a microphone talking to Joe?
Sorry,
what's happened?
I spilled something then, and you highlight it. You and your partner's brother getting sweaty.
We're not
in
getting
gym.
Sweaty, particularly. We're lifting weights, man.
Oh, mate. Ethan James, ladies and gentlemen.
How are you, Ethan? Yes.
Hello, everyone. Great to be here. I can't go to the gym at the minute because I ordered a black box for my car. It got lost in the post, so I'm not insured.
Oh, do you have to have that to be insured?
Yes, it's part of the insurance policy for this one.
I didn't know that.
Well, it's an option. You can choose to. Just brings down the price a little bit.
How much does it bring it down by?
Oh, a few £100.
And how much is the black box to buy?
Oh, it's just part of the insurance deal.
Oh, they send it you out? And how do you install it?
I haven't given that a go yet, but you can look it up on the internet, and I haven't given it a go because it's got lost in the post.
Yeah, remember that.
How far away of a walk is your gym?
Oh, I'd say a 23-minute walk.
Hang on a sec, though. That's I used to live right next door to where you live. There's a Pure gym at the end of the road.
I go to a different gym.
Yeah, but why don't you go to that one?
Which one do you go to? So I can picture it.
The one in the Tesco car park.
What? Which Tesco?
NRG gym in the Tesco car park.
Why don't you go to the gym that's about a 3-minute walk from your flat?
I bet it's cheaper as well, the one that's a 3-minute walk from your flat.
I just went once to the NRG gym for free, quite liked the experience, signed up.
Doesn't your flat have some form of facilities in there?
It's a nightmare. I'd not be given a fob after living there for a year and a half. I have no access to the gym. When I do sometimes sneak into the door a bit, when they accidentally leave it open, I am allowed in, it's just they don't give me a fob. None of the treadmills work. Oh, there's God. Seven of them, none of them work.
Are they plugged in?
They've all got holes in the base of them where they've like caved in. Oh.
Caved
they're
in?
All plugged in.
I've been running on them.
One of the cycle machines doesn't work.
Can I just address something quickly? New jumper or...
New jumper, mate. I'm trying to get rid of some of the old stuff.
Is it Skechers, that? Is that what we're seeing there? What brand is that?
Skechers, yeah. I'm throwing it back a little bit.
It's interesting that, because normally you're very navy and mustard, we know that.
Yeah.
This looks like, and, you know, Ethan was saying it beforehand, you look like a sort of new mum getting sort of back on her feet. In that. It's sort of like, yeah.
She
had quite a traumatic birth.
Yeah.
And she don't want anything that's too clingy.
Do you think
so she's just got the old Skechers out of the cupboard.
What's wrong with it?
Nothing's wrong with it.
Can I tell you this?
I've never seen you in a sweatshirt. Is there a t-shirt under that?
I'll tell you what's going on.
Yeah, you're right.
Vinted.
You hit the Vinted.
Because there's
that's
so, what I saw
this. So what did you search?
£3 on Vinted.
Skechers jumper.
I searched jumper men large.
XL.
Large.
Are you an XL?
This is XL, yeah.
That's all right. I'm an XL.
See, it's not.
We're both the same size.
Yeah, so I did that. And then I'm like, what's that, £3 for a jumper?
It's not bad, is it?
I said, fucking hell. And then they add on a little bit extra, but it's only £5. So then I bought about 3 or 4.
So you got, how many of these you got?
I've not got all Skechers. One just says, I won't wear this one on the pod, but it says Paris. quite large on it. I didn't realise how large it was going to be.
What, yeah.
I'm in my jumper phase.
The Norfolk Broads.
I'm in my jumper
phase. Just different
phase.
Places that you like going to. That's good, that.
I love it.
M62. That little that house on the M62 that didn't get knocked down and they built the motorway around it. That's what it says on the other one.
But vintage is good, isn't it? Anyway, vintage back to great. You and your brother. So you and your brother-in-law are going to...
It's not my brother-in-law.
Getting sweaty together.
Well, he's getting married in the spring. So you're DJing his wedding.
I'm there.
So you're there.
I just reminded you to put that in the...
For fuck's sake. Right, if you're watching this...
This is a joke. That was a joke, by the way.
It's not a joke. You literally... everyone at home... Cut to him. Everyone at home can watch you typing it in your diary now.
It's him.
Let me see.
No.
Have you not got him?
It's not that one.
That's the biggest day of his life.
I was trying to be more organised in my life.
Right.
And I'm funnelling everything through my Mac.
Okay.
But I've not funnelled that through yet.
Okay.
Thank you for reminding me.
You know you can add all of your calendars into one calendar without having to like retype them. Do you know you can do that?
Just talking about that later.
Okay.
So he's getting wedding ready.
So he wants to gain a little bit of shoulder weight.
Nice.
You know what I mean? Lose a little on the tum-tum, don't we all, after Christmas? Mm. So he wants a little bit of broadness, a bit of size, just to feel good about himself.
Does the whole family go to this gym?
Yeah, they've all got memberships.
About, like, meeting like your mother-in-law in the sauna or something like that?
Mm. No, I think it'd be okay. They're very...
Would you sit next to her if you met her in the sauna?
Yeah, I'm not going to ignore her.
Ethan, would you sit next to...
Yeah, I would. Sit next to his mother-in-law.
No, not my mother-in-law. This isn't a thing, by the way, because this isn't even my family we're talking about.
What do you mean this isn't a thing?
Would you sit next to your mother-in-law in the sauna, Ethan?
I don't have one.
You must, yeah, but you know, you do.
We're in the same situation, Ethan. What are you talking about?
Manisha's mum, would you sit next to her in the sauna?
Never met me.
That's not the question, is it?
It's not.
Well, I don't know.
The fucking question?
I don't know.
What?
I don't know. I don't know.
Into the sauna at your NRG gym. Let's say there was a sauna there.
Yeah.
In there is Manisha's mum. You've seen pictures of her.
What bizarre first experience meeting each other that would be, I guess.
So would you ignore her?
Good question.
I don't think she'd know it's me. I'd just sit next to her and just go about my day.
That's the weirdest thing. Top three, right? Top three places to meet your mother-in-law. You probably could say steam room's number one because you can't really see each other. So you can still have a nice chat, but you can't see, like, because I'll have a bit of belly fat just rolling up. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Number two, I'd go jacuzzi. Because once you're in there, they're bubbling away. You're kind of, like, hidden anyway. It's just your head.
But you would say that, in terms of conversation, the head is probably the most crucial part, isn't it?
Yeah, so you can still see each other's head.
Yeah.
Number three, sauna.
What is this? Oh, top three places to meet your mum on a spa day.
Sauna, do you? You don't want to, do you?
Why is that different?
You don't.
Because they can see your body.
What did you say, Ethan?
Yeah, you don't. You don't.
You don't want to meet your mother. You don't want to meet your mother-in-law. Full stop. Your mother-in-law in the sauna.
If you saw your mother-in-law in the sauna, bikini on, I don't know what she's wearing. Would you go and sit with her?
If I'm looking good, of course, I'd pour. Do you know what I do? Ballsy move. I get a big bucket of water, pull it all over the rocks.
Yeah.
Let her know that, you know, I'm right for the door because I can stay in here.
Yeah. Is it true that in the past, and again, these are one of these rumours that we see on Twitter, whatever, that you'll go into a sauna and immediately pour a small bucket of sriracha mayo onto the coals? Yeah. Is that true?
I often bring my own chicken stock. Just to really get it going.
Fucking hell. You look like a fucking broccoli in here. Getting steamed by chicken stock. Jesus Christ.
I've got so much on my leftover.
Oh, honestly.
I've got so much on my leftover gravy. That's what I'm going to do next time.
Just the slow cooker. Pouring the gravy onto the coals. Get that in your gills. Fucking hell. Man. What a day that is.
A lad called Ben, I know, wants weed in that bucket.
Yeah. It's a classic, isn't it? Jesus Christ.
But yeah, so, good luck to him.
Yeah, hopefully he gets on well with it. I mean, the wedding's going to be great. I don't matter what he's wearing anyway, how he looks. It's all about what's in here.
And where is it again? Just from a note. How have we been, Joe? You've been well.
I've been great. I've been out and about, mate. I've been doing stuff. I'm taking the new year by storm. I've been to the gym.
Have you lost your head?
I've been to the theatre. What?
Have you lost your mind a little bit?
What is that supposed to say?
I don't know. Ethan, you don't go on Instagram much, do you?
No, not too much, no.
So... Obviously, I've got your partner on Instagram, and then I'm just flicking through on Sunday. Was it a Sunday? Yeah. And I stumble upon Joe. What looks like...
I didn't know this had gone on the story.
In your sort of kitchen bit area of your house, maybe or their house, you've got Lizzie sat down, mm-hmm. you've got her mum and dad, and yeah. you've got what looks like seven cups of coffee in front of them. You've got a correct. Pourer, like is it a new pourer?
It's a gooseneck kettle, yes.
Oh, God. You've got your gooseneck kettle out, yeah. not again. And what you... Strip I don't know what you're doing now. Right. What was going on?
They came around for a coffee tasting.
Oh, God.
But this is the sort of thing that...
You're gone, aren't you?
What do you mean? Where have I gone?
You're too far gone.
Where have I gone?
You're sweaty with your brother-in-law. Yeah. You're coffee tasting with everyone.
Yeah.
So what was the goal?
So I had loads of different coffees. Got loads for Christmas. My sister bought me a coffee subscription.
Oh, that's nice.
I've already got loads of coffee, obviously, because I just like coffee. Yeah. My mum bought me coffee. Lizzie's brother bought me coffee.
Fucking hell.
So at this point, I had seven bags of coffee. And I said to Lizzie's mum and dad, do you want a couple of my bags of coffee? Because I've got too many. I'm not going to drink them all before they start going a bit stale. Would you like a couple of bags of coffee?
When did they go stale, by the way?
Oh, great question. Anything, really. So it depends what you're buying. If you like instant coffee, doesn't go stale, fine, yeah. great. Enjoy instant coffee. I like instant coffee occasionally. But if you're buying, like, beans and you're grinding it yourself, which is sort of a couple of stages, slightly more expensive, a bit more yeah. wanky, whatever, then I would say any time after sort of 6 weeks after the roasting date...
After the roasting date?
Yeah, so a good coffee will have the roasting date on the bag. Any time after I'd say a month to 6 weeks after that, you sort of, it's degrading in flavour.
Shit.
Yeah. So I thought, I'm not going to drink all this within 6 weeks or whatever, it's already past that. You can have a couple. And they were like, well, which one should we have? And I went, what do you like, guys? And they went, I don't know, really. So then I said, let's find out. So I said, come round to mine. You can taste all the coffees I've got. And whichever ones you two like the best, you can have them. So I got the ramekins out, got the little 9 grams of coffee, 150 grams of water, pour it in, wait for the crust to develop over
crust.
You get all the coffee comes to the top because there's no filter in it. It's just coffee and water in a cup. So all the coffee rises to the top
wow.
and you give it a stir. A lot of it settles. You skim off the scum. We skim the scum.
Yeah.
Skim the scum into a sort of separate bucket. Then everyone gets a spoon, a rinsing glass, and a bloody open mind, right? So I arranged them from... this is so shit. I arranged them from sort of most acidic and fruity at one end to your sort of your dark chocolatey notes at the other
fucking
end.
Fucking hell.
Arranged them by that. Then we went through, made a spreadsheet.
You're fucking gay.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
If you don't believe me, I'll just get the spreadsheet while I'm telling
so
the rest of the story.
Is everyone up for this? Or because, Christ, if I ever have a son-in-law and I say...
Oh, wait, it's on a Word document.
If you ask me a bag of coffee, and I go, yeah, I'll have one. And next thing you know, I'm sat drinking seven cups.
So then you get a spoon, so you go, and then you have to aerate the coffee as you're drinking it. So you simply go, the coffee just absolutely floods the mouth.
There's no way you had
floods the taste buds.
There's no way you've had them three just going like that. Oh, no.
Floods the taste buds like that. Then you're tasting everyone. What tasting notes have we got, guys? Oh, I've got a lychee over here. I've got a lemon zest over here.
Lychee?
I've got an Earl Grey tea over this end. Very good. Well done. Top marks.
Why, is it a quiz as well?
Nah, not a quiz as such. And then you go, all right, well, how do you rate it out of 10? So what does it taste like yeah. and how much like it? And then what we did...
How was everyone's ratings? Did people go too high? Or
so, well, that's the thing. So it depends. People like different things. And this is what people... You find out what you like. That's what life's all about, Joe. So in the end, here's what I did. So... Which I totaled the averages of what people liked.
But then
I realised, well, if someone gives it a 9 and someone gives it a 5, that's the same as everyone giving it like a 7, which obviously isn't quite the same. So, yeah. So then I came up with a way to measure the variance in the variance of the overall reviews
yeah.
and came up with a way to sort of put that as a number and I minus that from the overall average score, which then gave us a true reflection of what the people score. Thought. And then Lizzie's mum and dad got the two highest rated, the ones that those two rated the highest. It's very simple
which
stuff.
Were?
And it took somewhere in the region of 2 hours. An Ethiopian and a Christmas blend.
Wow.
If I may.
Wow.
Took around
well,
2 hours.
Were you fucking off your edge?
2 hours?
Well, start to finish, yeah. Start around 10 a.m, finish around midday. And then at the end, I made them both a lovely full coffee of their favourite one each.
Were they not already coffeeed out?
Yeah, absolutely buzzing after that.
Did you feel it? I could feel it.
I was off my tits. Yeah, because I'd not had any breakfast. Everything was just sort of shaking and fluttering a little bit.
Yeah.
Felt horrible.
Well, yeah. I'm glad you did it.
Yeah. Would you want to come round for one?
Yeah, I'll come round for a coffee. I'm not drinking seven of the fuckers.
Seven.
Give me a coffee. I'd love that.
You need all seven to know which one you want, and I can give you the rest of the bag.
Even if you had to do one food group that you have seven of to define your favourite, what would you go for?
That's a great question. That.
Seven of. I don't know many food groups that have seven of a thing.
We did the Diet Cokes, didn't we?
Yeah. Ah, yes. Probably carbs. Just carbs.
Yeah, so a little pasta. Potato,
you could
rice,
do potatoes.
Bread.
You could do seven different potatoes, couldn't you?
But it's not saying potatoes.
You could do potatoes.
Chunky chips, fries.
Yeah, dauphinois.
Hash browns.
Mash.
Jackets. Roasts.
Oh, this is good, actually.
Triple cooked
crisps. Wow, sleeping on crisps. Seven. There's seven, isn't there? There's more than that, if we really wanted to get into it.
Yeah, there is more.
Gratin.
Gnocchi.
Shite, knocky, awful.
Knocky is shite.
Fuck off.
Shite.
No, you're lying.
Shite.
You're lying to yourself.
Knocky is shite.
No,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, Ethan, talk to him about knocky.
Why is
you
had knocky?
It's just
you've had knocky. Well, go on.
Sainsbury's.
Until you've tried it.
What? Sainsbury's.
Ethan,
what did you have with it?
Tell Joe about knocky.
No, Joe, you know he's done. He's put his fucking tomato sauce on there. But he's fucking put a load of shit in, and he goes, "Oh, this is shite." He's blaming the knocky.
Well, let him tell us.
Cooking.
Flavourless shit texture.
Yeah.
It is. Here's the thing.
The
flavour, that's crazy. Because you add the flavour. And if you're doing it right, you're putting your gnocchi in, you're boiling it up, and then what you're doing what's that? Frying it in butter till it's got a nice crisp.
But everything's good if you fry it in butter.
And then
that
you
jumper would be good if you fry it in butter.
Shut up, this jumper. And then you add your flavour. What did you have it with?
I can't remember now.
Tuna beans. Oh.
Pasta sauce.
Baked beans. No, gnocchi shit. Because it's...
No.
Because it doesn't hold its sort of structure the way pasta does. You can't get interesting structures. It just has to be blob. And it's sticky potato. It's not like smooth and soft. It's sticky. Shite.
Right. Well, the gnocchi boys hit me up. We stop this wonderful podcast for a message by our sponsors. Mm. Hi, Joe. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Now, Joe... Yeah, very, very well, thank you. Joe, you've got luscious locks. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, I'm not blessed with such amazing hair. Mm. And that really got me down. Mm. And I think you've seen my journey with my hair, haven't you?
We speak about it a lot. And it's something that I think, especially in the past, was a big focus of your life, wasn't it? How do we get this right? How do we minimise this? How do we, you know, fingers crossed, bring things back to life?
Yes.
I don't hear you talking about it as much anymore.
Because, I'll tell you why, it did get me down a lot. Other people were commenting quite mean online, being on the podcast and being on other social videos. People love to have a go at me.
Yeah.
Bobby Charlton this.
Yeah.
You know, when is he going to just chop it all off?
Who's that egg? I hate that egg. You see that a lot, don't we, on the comments?
That was the past. Now, using suns.co.uk for the last 6 months, here's what I've seen, Joe. And I'll be honest with you. I think this is a long process, but I am sticking with it.
Yeah.
I order suns.co.uk. You get your spray, you get your tablets, you get your vitamins, you get your shampoo.
Yeah.
You start taking them. The first thing I saw was that my hair, I'd go into the shower.
Yeah,
and I'd be showering my hair, and you'd just see just hairs just coming off at a ridiculous rate.
Yeah,
the first thing Suns has done to me is it stopped that.
That's good. That's crucial, isn't it?
Yeah,
because before you can't drive forward unless you've stopped reversing. Do you know what I mean?
Whose quote said that? Who said that?
Socrates.
And so that's what it's done. And now, over time, I'm seeing gradually my hair get a little bit more thicker.
Dense.
Some part of my hair is growing out quicker as well after haircuts. And I'm feeling more confident in myself.
Looking great.
And I'm here to tell you, sloppers, if you do have some moments where you look in the mirror and you feel a bit upset, your self-esteem is a bit low, you're worried about your hair, suns.co.uk has some treatments for you. And guess what? November is Cyber Month. We're excited to bring to you a brand new code for you to get your treatment. What's the code, I hear you ask?
What's the code, I say?
Oh, well, the discount code is SloppyJoes33. That is for 33% off.
That's a fantastic amount off. We should have said that toward the start.
Probably. Okay. A third off your treatments. Treatments can be found at suns.co.uk. I'll tell you which one I've got. Mm-hmm. The Full Works. Oof. It comes with, you've got your vitamins, tablets, hair shampoo, which smells delicious, by the way.
Some of those hand movements may not actually represent where those items are being applied. Vitamins, tablets. You don't put the tablets on the back of the head, you put them in your mouth. Same goes with the vitamins, okay?
I'm very sorry, yes. And then you've got your sprays and you will be looking fabulous.
Yeah.
So make the most of Cyber Month here. The Sloppy Joes applaud you too, because one day, like we say, you'll be sitting here and I'll have the same hair, fingers crossed, as Joe Smith.
Ta-da.
T's and C's apply to that little quote at the end there. But please do, suns.co.uk, use SloppyJoes33 as your discount code. Get it now.
What have you been up to?
You know,
nice to
still
see
not had a drink.
What, have you not?
No, not had a drink. We went out for, what day are we on? The 10th? 10 days into dry January.
How you feeling?
Good. I have booked Galway, though, for mid-Feb.
Right.
So that will be the first time I drink in 2023.
So you're not going to drink on the 1st of Feb?
It's no. 24.
I think I'm going to... What?
It's 24.
Yeah, it's 24. 24. Man, how time works. So that's my first drink of the year then. I might have a warm-up drink.
Right.
Because the thing is...
When you're going
to
have that
when
you're
going away, it's like fucking... It's like the Premier League. Like, you've got to have a tour before you...
You need a pre-season.
Pre-season. If I go to Galway, you know, not match fit, been out 6 weeks...
You might pull something.
It's game over.
Or some
poor performance... I'll be in bed before you know it.
You won't have the stamina. You need to get the sort of alcohol coursing through your system.
I'll be preparing a sorry note for the lads, you know.
Yeah.
So I might hit really hard on the Friday before we go away.
When are you going away?
We're going away on the 11th to Galway. So if anyone's from Galway, let us know.
What day is that?
February Sunday.
Why are you going on a Sunday?
Because I work Wednesday and Friday, my main days, my main shows, and I don't want to miss them. And Andy is working... It's Friday, Saturday, so we're going to go on the Sunday when he's finished work.
Till?
Wednesday, lunch. And
then... So we'll be back to record this?
Yeah.
Love that. You've not thought about that, have you?
Sure, you're going away for a month.
Yeah, but I've thought about it.
No, you've not. Yeah, you've thought about it in your own head.
Yeah.
And then we had a big meeting the other day. Well, let's talk about our big meeting. Yeah. And then at the end of the big meeting, you went, oh, by the way, guys, I'm away for a month. So you thought about it.
Yeah, but you haven't. That's the difference.
I'm thinking about it now.
Oh, that's nice.
By the way, guys. Might need to record a little bit later in the week.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fine.
Even we had a lovely meeting. We've got some fun stuff planned for Feb.
We've got some great
but
stuff
I
planned,
love
actually.
When we get together.
Yeah, me too.
Ah, isn't it good fun, Ethan?
What, the meeting?
Yeah.
Oh, aye.
I love it. I love our meetings. My favourite bit of the meeting, well, I say my favourite bit, it started off strong because we went to a place called Ducey Street Warehouse. Joe had sent this picture in the group, which is a picture of them saying they've got a 50% off food offer during January.
Yeah.
So Joe was like, let's go there. Perf. I said, perfecto.
You did. You were happy about it.
You said, could be nice. Very set up for a meeting. I said, yeah, it's great that. Perfect. Okay. So then Ethan said he's when his train arrived. So we arranged the time. We're ready to go. You arrived and said, I haven't got there yet. You got there early. I said, Don't know what the deal is here. No 50% signs off anywhere.
Yeah, there wasn't.
Yeah.
They had the little thing on.
So I said, ask someone.
I don't like that.
So then I arrived 5 minutes later, on time, on that occasion, and got there and you went, I think we're going to have to go somewhere else, mate. You and Ethan sat at the table. We're gonna have to go somewhere else, mate. And I went, how come?
I didn't want to ask.
No 50% off.
I always feel cheeky asking, because obviously places are doing it in January, like discounts, because they... It should just lure people in. That
yeah, because it's a quiet month.
So then, for some reason, I felt a bit like, not guilty, but a bit weird about going, oh, by the way, can I get your food dead cheap?
Yeah.
That's what you did it.
So I went and asked, and it was 50% off. But you said to me, you don't like asking because people know you from your food reviews, and you look like that kind of like, you look like you go into every restaurant and ask for 50% off.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't even know it was just...
Sure. I don't mean you look like that. I mean people will think you're like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But then we got a burger. You didn't like the burger.
Awful.
What?
Give me a rating on that burger. Awful.
Seven? Six and a half?
Ethan.
It's nice.
It wasn't awful
by any means.
Six and a half is a fair.
It was so bland.
It was bland.
It was bland.
I'll tell you what,
he said, hold on, Ethan. You went, it was all right, but I had to stick so much to my
put some salt in it. But the thing is, it was slightly bland, but texturally, it was pretty much spot on. Very moist meat.
Yeah.
Had a little pinkness in it, like a very fresh mince had been used. Yeah. Not a lot of flavour. But the meat in itself was fantastic. So we've been, got some big, big plans. New features, new guests, new look, new style, new sound, yeah. Everything. Updated, revolutionised, perfected, they could say. Sloppy Joe's 2.0 is coming very, very soon in the coming weeks. But the meeting itself was fantastic, itself wasn't it? Was
lovely.
And we were talking...
So highlight, what are you laughing at?
I was on the phone. We did a group call because we got some new sort of graphic stuff planned and everything.
I was getting giddy at this
And I rang... We did a group call with the graphic designer guy that we...
The guy who made that?
The guy who made the logo. And so I went off to sort of be by myself so we could do a group call and not hear each other because it's just frustrating, isn't it? So I was chatting to him and sort of running through what we wanted and the ideas we've had, and he was going, oh yeah, I love that. That's a really good idea. And I could see Joe and Ethan like giggling to each other and just on mute. And then occasionally you'd unmute yourself and just chip in with just nonsense. So we were like, oh yeah, we'll pay you for the graphic, obviously. Just do you want to do it like a flat fee or do you want to see how much it costs? And then you would just chip in and went, we'll put you on retainer. And then mute yourself. And I was like, oh no, sorry, mate. We're not going to put you on retainer. And then I went back and went, do you know what retainer means? You're like, no. You're just saying stuff. Retainer
means Ethan was like pulling me along, like getting.
I was trying to keep a lid on things, you see, Joe, because I know what Joe's like. He's very flamboyant and gets excited, and you'll say something once to himself, and then you'll say it
just
in the chat. Yeah, you'll just announce it. So I tried to keep him calm. There was some other stuff he was suggesting about whacking in there, but I can't recall. But I did recoil him.
It's exciting, isn't it?
It is really exciting. So there's lots of good stuff coming up. We've contacted a guy who can make songs and sounds.
Yes.
We want to just take this production
to the next level.
Going to look better, sound better, feel better, more importantly.
Before we get on to your Canterbury trip, Ethan.
Oh, yeah.
How do you two make your bed? How do you make your bed? So, do you... The bottom sheet bit's easy, isn't it?
It goes without saying, doesn't it?
The bit where it gets real fun for us in our house is the duvet bit.
Oh,
Do any of you go what I call the Casper edition? Go like inside the duvet with the duvet over you, but the duvet cover is inside out.
Yeah.
And then you hold the corners like that. Yeah. Like crab.
Yeah.
And then your partner's on the other side. She feeds you one. She feeds you another. And then you go like that. You essentially go like that. You flip it off and you go fuck off.
Yeah.
Do you do that?
I do that, but it just takes one of me. So I put the.
You don't need your partner.
Well, I put the corners in my hands and I've got it all sort of scrunched up across my chest. So then I'm grabbing the corners and then I'm flipping it. And then what I do is, so the middle of the quilt doesn't get lost, I bite it.
No, you don't bite it.
I put the quilt to the back seam of the duvet, bite it in the middle, and then two hands either side, and then I...
You really bite it?
Yeah, I bite it. And then obviously I sort of either button it or...
By pain in the arse, isn't it?
Yeah.
Really?
But we've got a bit of an issue at ours, because we've got... The lower mattress is more work than you'd think. Because on yours, let me guess, mattress cover. Like mattress...
No, we have a little top.
Oh, you have a topper?
But it's not very good.
What do you mean?
It's just...
Covered in shit, isn't it?
You know, after a while, No, it's not covered in shit. Obviously, I'm a big lad and I move a lot in my sleep.
Yeah.
No matter what mattress you put in front of me, even the world's best, I'm denting that in a year. And it's just a constant.
Do you know,
it's the
do you
constant
know when you
go 10 hours of me there?
10? So sleeping 10 hours a day?
Nah, on average.
Fucking hell, that's loads.
Right, 8 hours a day.
No, it's good. Get 10 in if you can.
Well, I can't. I'm lying there because obviously I used to get up.
You're lying there, yeah, that's the whole point.
So, and then me just, I move a lot in my sleep.
Yeah.
I fidget.
Yeah.
I'm tossing and turning. Oof. Tossing again. Oof. And then. You know, it's like that at the end of it.
You are a mattress's worst nightmare, aren't
you? The Grand Canyon.
Yeah. Do you know, have you ever been to an IKEA and like in like a glass cage, there's a mattress and it's just being like pounded away by one of those things to like test the springs?
Yeah.
Sort of perpetual pounding.
Oh,
I don't think I've seen the perpetual
pounding. Have you not seen the perpetual pounding machine? Have you seen that, Ethan?
Oh, I've seen the perpetual pounding.
That's basically you, isn't it? Don't lash out. But we've got a mattress... Then we've got a waterproof mattress cover. Then we've
What's the waterproof for? Do you piss yourself?
Well, no, not piss.
Mm.
More sort of like sweat, piss, you know. And then on top of that, we've got heated mattress. Then we've got the mattress cover on top of that.
You got a heated mattress?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So you know when you're getting like a late 90s Jaguar?
Yeah.
And you're driving along and all of a sudden you think you've pissed yourself. But actually Graham's just turned the heated seats on.
How does it all come together? Do you just fold over?
They're all going over the corner. So the corners of this mattress are taking an absolute beating.
Yeah.
Because everything's just hooked over, latched over.
Mad.
But then, yeah, so there's three layers to it, so the bottom sheet can get a
bit sloppy. You won't keep the heating mattress on all night. Did you time it or something?
No, yeah, it's got a timer on the side. So you put it on for an hour. Just get you a little bit toasty when you get in bed.
Fucking hell. You'll need that next week. Have you seen it? -3.
Is it?
-3 in the night. Ethan, you had a lovely trip to Canterbury, didn't you?
Oh, yes, I did. Back again. Back to Canterbury in the south of England.
Do you enjoy it?
Lovely trip, no. Yes. What did I do? So
stop repeating yourself.
Ethan, right. He mentioned about 5 minutes ago, we'll get to Ethan's trip to Canterbury in a minute. Could you have maybe used that as a moment to start thinking about what you did?
Oh, yes, absolutely. So I left work, hopped on the train, and off to Canterbury I went.
Choo-choo.
And straight away, I rock up in the house, and a house party is unfolding.
Oh, nice. Wow.
Oh, yes, yes.
Do they drink these lot?
Yes, they do. They do. Some of them don't.
Drugs.
I don't know.
Yeah, double, don't
you? So,
a little double, do you?
Rock up inside of there.
Inside of who?
Oh, sorry.
Straight away.
No, I hold me horses.
You're a stallion.
Seahorse, maybe.
Fucking hell.
Oh, well, I hold And anyway, I get out there and I try and be all social. I was contemplating doing the dry January, but then I felt I kind of had to get involved with all these people who I don't really know. So I had to have a double gin and tonic straight away.
Oh, nice.
Dived in there, played a bit of, beer pong, but it was gin pong. And
Gin pong.
It doesn't sound like anything.
Was that someone at the party or was that the game? So you and Gin pong were playing beer pong.
Right. And then who wins?
Well, we were playing against the girls, you see. And one of the guys said to they're all a bit nerdy. I walked into the room and I knew immediately they're all medical students, and
yeah.
I've obviously probably got the lowest IQ out of 30 of them, which
is
quite upsetting, isn't it? But I thought that could mean I could be the fun one. So, like, he said...
yeah, the thick, fun one.
Yeah, he said to the person on the other side, the girl, she was like, oh, I can't drink that. He was like, oh, you don't have to drink that one. We can get you a different one. And I turned to the guy and I said, she's not going to shag you, mate. Greeted with silence.
I can even see you saying that.
So you've turned up at a party full of, like, medical nerds. And you've come with Twitter bans.
Yeah.
She's not going to shag it is the most responding to a bloke who's tweeted at Laura Woods thing of all time, and you've come with that
didn't
to this
find
party.
It funny.
Of course they didn't. How did you think that would be their sense of humour?
So what I done was I fucking destroyed them on gin pong. Fucking put them in the place, and I said, not only are you drinking that, you're drinking mine, you fucker, as well.
Not only drinking that, you're drinking this. And he pulled his pants down, and he was creating his silence again. Double silence on the night.
Wow. So was it a late one?
Oh, yes, late one, maybe.
What, half 10, 11?
I'm going to say 1:30.
Nice.
Ooh, late one.
Did they get a bit leery? Like, did they fucking...
Late, that. That's really
off,
late.
Sort of like, you know... Naked wrestling vibes?
No, there was nothing naked, no wrestling, just, you know, a bunch of guys having a good conversation. And then the next day, I went to see ministers. Well, we characterised them as the white group, because they're all white.
What did you call the other group?
Her housemates. Is what we call them.
Yeah.
Great,
love that.
We went to go see that other group, Spoons, yeah.
Spoons. I mean, how fucking stereotypical.
How white does it get?
Let's meet the white group in Spoons.
Did they have
fucking hell.
Yeah, I bet they had Skechers jumpers on them, didn't they?
You're not going to believe this bit. So, flash your minds back.
to the she's not going to shag you, mate.
To even further.
Oh wow.
I'm going to say maybe 5 Tuesdays back.
Fucking hell, right.
5 Tuesdays back.
What? Go on.
And you might recall that I told you the story. And I'll remind viewers who may have not seen the episode that there's someone down, one of the girls there had a boyfriend, has a boyfriend called Mark.
Oh, yeah.
And his dad left Mark when he was young, got with another woman, had another kid, and called it Mark.
That's so good.
Do you remember that?
It's such a honestly, good story.
Honestly, that is. I genuinely mean this because it's sort of. Somehow, that's even worse than, like, oh, his dad used to, like, hit him, knock him about with his kid. That might be the most disrespectful thing I have ever heard in my life. Imagine your mum and dad split up. Your dad had another kid and called it Joe.
That's so mad.
That is astonishingly disrespectful, that.
Anyway.
So Mark was there, was he?
Well, he wasn't there.
Did he call him Mark too?
No, I didn't. But anyway, put it this way. Information was fed back to me that Mark found out about the podcast segment and he's not happy one shot. He is not happy with Manisha as the bridge
as the
to me. And he's not happy with the girlfriend.
I love that you're just telling that on the podcast as well. He's going to hear about this.
Did you see Mark that night?
Well,
which one?
No, I didn't see him, but you see, I'm hoping I get away with it because Manisha doesn't really religiously watch Sloppy Joes, and none of their group do too much.
So it was more so because of me.
Well, Manisha sent a clip to the girls, which was fine, but then they did a quotes night where they revisit quotes that they've done like over the year, and they've got like a quotes book, and you have to attribute the quotes to who. And the stories to who, and it's like a drinking game is made out of it. Anyway, everyone was there, including him, and that came out there, and he was not impressed at all.
Oh, I feel bad. I never meant to hurt him. But it is funny, isn't it?
It is funny.
Meh.
Right. Yeah, I saw one of them. Any other gossip from Canterbury?
Had a little pootle around, really cold, frightening cold. Watched a movie on Netflix, don't often do that. The movie was about a bunch of Uruguayans in the 1970s, a Uruguayan rugby team crash into the mountains in Chile. Like a small percentage of them, I think it's like something like 16 of 40 of them, survive for 2 months and then they get found again, but they have to eat all the mates and that to survive, and that really interests them. It's like a photo with them that went around at the time with them next to a spinal cord that they're trying to cover up with the bags. Might have been the pilot.
The ones that they eat, are they dead?
Oh, they let them die from natural causes and go for them. First one they ate was the pilot because they blamed it on him. So
I suppose the obvious thing to do here is we're on a light aircraft travelling to, let's say, Dublin.
Yeah.
We crash into, you know, what's that island between here and Ireland? We crash into the Isle of Man in the mountains.
Douglas.
Castle Douglas. No one's going to find us.
Yeah. Where's everyone gone from the Isle of Man?
Yeah, that's the problem, isn't it? Let's say we crashed into the mountains in Uruguay. Yeah. Just the three of us. And I'm the pilot for the sake of this. It's not my fault. Swans hit the engines.
Yeah.
Swans?
Yeah. Swans.
What was the one on Sully?
Birds.
Birds. Same thing as that. But instead of landing...
How did you forget the word for birds?
No, because it was geese, I think. So instead of landing in the river like he does on that, we have to land in the mountains.
In the mountains.
Who's eating
who? McGraw, eat McGraw.
Yeah. Darling, you'd worry about me.
No, I would eat
you. Why would
you
worry about you?
Poisoned inside, mate.
Oh, you'd like
your tits
like,
by the end
bad,
of it.
Bad meat. That we're worried about.
You'd be fucking, you'd be off your rocker, mate. You don't want to eat me.
Me no, and, I think I can see us cut into a shot of me and Ethan just slowly rotating you over a hot,
just fucking
a hot
have
fire.
Him. He's got a little bit of
chocolate. He's not going to keep us going. They've lasted 2 months on this island. How long do you think me and you would last it? Because the problem is, if we kill Ethan, right, and obviously I don't want it to come down to me and you, but if we kill Ethan, we eat him in a day. We get carried away. Oh, the crackling's lovely. Have a bit of this. Look at that. I'm using his glasses as a spoon to eat his liver or whatever.
Do you cook? Like
no. This problem here was in this situation. it was just like snow, ice. It was just minus temperatures. Jesus. So they had to eat raw human flesh to survive.
Not even any seasoning.
Oh, the mates.
Did
well,
no one have
horrible.
A sort of a bottle of Maggi seasoning with them or anything?
Yeah, a little,
no, no.
One of those little Tabasco sauces.
Well, the good thing is Joe never travels anywhere without a barbecue glaze. Dear, that's just one of your riders.
Spicy honey these days.
Spicy honey glaze. Do you remember the other week when you were talking to me about that barbecue dust that you bought and you said it's the best thing you've ever had?
Yeah.
In my head, that's in your bag right now at all times. So there is a barbecue glaze, Ethan. I think me and you have to team up and try and take him down.
Oh, I'd do him, yeah.
You think we could get him?
Oh, aye.
We'll do a scenario.
Have you ever seen or heard of Lord of the Flies?
Yeah, I've heard of the Lord of the Flies.
Do you know Piggy?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Say less. Say less, as the kids say these days.
Right. Before we get to the 9 out of 10 club, I have got for us an agony bants.
Agony bants. Agony bants. Agony bants. Agony bants.
Bants. Dear Sloppy Joes, call me anything you like, as this story revolves around me getting called the wrong name.
Phoebe.
Phoebe. It's a boy, though.
Phoebus.
I work for a toothpaste manufacturer, which I can't name, but rhymes with Tollgate.
Orbe.
I'm in the department that looks after how we case and store the toothpaste, from your standard designs to your fun kids' ones. We do it all.
Right.
We are even working on a hands-free holder, but can't seem to get the firing speed sorted. My big boss, however, since the day I started as a junior, has always called me by the wrong name.
If I'm imagining the adverts, isn't the big boss a giant tooth holding a toothbrush with legs?
Yeah,
that's the top dog, isn't it?
Yeah.
At Tollgate.
So ever since he's been working with these from a junior, he's been called the wrong name by the big boss.
Oh, yeah.
I went along with it for a laugh, but now my manager, which isn't the big boss, has promoted me to sit with the big boys in a section of the office we call the wisdom teeth. This means spending more time with my bigger boss.
Yeah.
We used to rarely see each other, but now we'll see each other every day.
Yeah.
I've been there for 5 years. What do I do?
Yeah.
What was he called?
Phoebus.
Phoebus.
Oh, it's a good one, this. It's tough, isn't it?
What do you say?
We've all had it where people call us the wrong name. We did a podcast a few weeks ago with them. Maybe I shouldn't name him, but former Arsenal player anyway came
Me
on the
you?
Show. No, not. No.
Oh, that was good. You point.
And I think throughout the whole thing, he called me Jay twice. Mm. Did he call me Josh?
Yeah.
Called me Josh as well. And then by the end, Jay, who was also on with me, and here's my suggestion to him. Jay made a point of saying, "What do you think, Joe?"
Right, yeah.
To sort of reset it.
Yeah,
and by the end, he was calling me Joe. It was all of it, you know, it was fine.
Yeah.
What he needs to do is speak to his manager and say, and it's a bit awkward, you know, but Gary Tollgate thinks that I'm called Phoebe and I'm actually called Phoebus, right? Call me my name in front of him.
Yeah.
Reset the structure a little bit.
That's a great suggestion. Right.
Okay, because you can admit it to your manager, or even if you don't want your manager to feel like the manager, the boss didn't even know your name, that's weird. Get someone who used to work with, maybe slightly lower down, to say, oh, come over. Oh, how are you doing, Phoebus? Yeah, you having a good day, mate?
Yeah.
Or go up to the big boss and go, Phoebus doing your head in, is he? Yeah. Nah, I'm only messing. See you later, boys. Reset the balance. What do you reckon?
It's a good one.
Has anyone ever got your name wrong?
No. Joe's pretty straightforward, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think you can't just go along with it. Because what if it comes to, like, giving out awards?
Mm.
And then, you know, like, he might have a bonus for
a
someone.
What?
A bonus.
A boner.
Like the big boss might have a boner for someone.
Yeah.
And he's like, who do I give it to? And he writes down your name that you're not called.
Mm.
And then it doesn't go through HR, you've not got the check. You don't get the money.
That's a good point.
You got to sit him down, say, listen, mate, I'm called Phoebus.
No, but that's so awkward.
Do it.
Nah. Ethan, you should give us an answer, because your driving instructor didn't know your name for a full year.
Oh, yes. Very good point, that, actually, Drew. I forgot about
you
that.
You never addressed it, did you?
Well, I didn't work with him. It was I did flag it up with him quite a lot, actually. But he just forgot.
He just never got it, did he?
No, I didn't care. I've had you, and I've had Nathan, and I've had Ethan. I think if you can't get somebody else to play the part alongside you, I think what you should do is set up a scenario, sort of maybe carry a folder with your name on it really big and drop it in front of them. Right,
the ugly Betty treatment.
What's going on here? What,
also, if you turn up to work with a folder with your name written on it in massive letters, like you're way behind in
literacy.
You're
off your head here, Ethan.
You've got, do you know, like, I've got a little thing for when people forget my name, I just hold it up. Just like
a badge. I mean? Bring your own badge.
Yeah, or maybe you could do like a sort of like a jokey thing, so that every time you want to sort of chip in the combo, you make a joke and be like, "Oh, Joe, can I get my word in?"
Nice.
Message, just like make
oh,
it.
Oh, that's
silly.
Good.
Oh, Joe's next. Can Joe speak? Oh, sorry, everyone. Yeah. Like joking about.
No, it's nice.
Joking about.
Phoebus.
Yeah.
Well, Phoebus, let us know how you get on, mate.
Good luck anyway, Phoebe. Well done.
Sloppy Joe's podcast at gmail.com.
Phoebus.
For your agony bants. Agony bants.
Should we get into the 9 out of 10 club?
So welcome to the 9 out of 10 club. And with it being January, it's a healthy edition.
We've got to go healthy for you, haven't we? And you can see they're sticking up in front of both of us. No, it's not some sort of snorkeler who's noshing us both off. It's actually the lid and straw of a healthy smoothie. But it's not. We're not doing the smoothies, even though they're part of a meal deal. It is Go Falafel today.
Now.
Which is a local falafel place, but let's be honest, these sorts of places are 10 a penny around
the
UK.
Can I stun you? There is one. So this started in Manchester, but now there's one in Leicester Square.
Is there?
Yes.
So Leicester's what? Midlands?
No,
so it's got that
no,
far.
No, no.
So basically, it is a falafel wrap, but they make it all in-house themselves. And I think I wanted to speak up on behalf of the falafel.
Okay.
I'm not going to do an accent. I don't think it needs one. But what I will say is, I think there are some foods that the cold out of the fridge version compared to the hot, freshly made version don't really have much of a difference in quality.
It is.
Some things are pretty good out of a sandwich.
Day.
But the falafel, much like, I don't know, a samosa or an onion bhaji, is shit out of a fridge and incredible when it's hot and fresh. And because most people have their falafel for like a meal deal or whatever, or like in Tesco or whatever, people think, oh, falafels, they're a bit dry, they're a bit crap. These bad boys, I saw them bringing them out of the hot oil in front of them. They're moist, they're crisp, they've got it all. What else is on the wrap? Good question. It's got some sort of fried potatoes. We've got a chili sauce, a hummus, a tahini dressing. We've got some pickled cucumbers, pickled cabbage, lettuce on there as well. No cheese, no mayo, nothing like that. Obviously, you've got the flatbread with some calories and carbs in there, but generally, it's vegetables and it's delicious. And I'm going to have a little bite right now.
Right. Falafel is, when it's hot, Ethan, it's bloody good, you know. Hot falafel balls, Ethan. Have you ever had one?
I can't say I have, actually.
Because I think going into this, I think Ethan is looking down on the falafel ball. You know.
Me too. He thinks it's beneath
him. This is going to be one of those where, yes, it's nice and healthy.
Yeah.
But the falafel ball is not getting the Geordie man's respect. And well, I think you will, after a bite, change your mind.
Sorry, when we say the falafel ball, are we actually talking about the actual falafel ball itself, or like when you get it in like a bowl kind of like thing without the wrap?
Well, either.
All right, well, let's get tucked in.
It's the same object, isn't it? Is it? It's the same thing.
What is? He just confused me then.
Yeah. No, yeah, the same thing, Ethan, I think.
Right. What I can say about
so
this
what
is...
what is a falafel, first of all, Joe? Do you know?
I don't know. It's like chickpeas and lentils and stuff like that.
I think it's chickpeas and, like, herbs and a bit of flour.
Great flavouring. Yeah, essentially, it's the vegetarian option. When you go to your shawarma spots, if you're a vegetarian, you're getting falafel.
Yeah.
And this place is known just for doing falafel. Mm. There's a lot of spots in London. Like, it's easy to do. I see, like, the street corners and, like, when you have, like, little vans and stuff... just little falafel shops. It was big in New York as well.
Very big.
All you need really is just some hot oil. And if you've got your mixture, you boil it up, throw it in there, and you're away. What Go Falafel do is they take things to the next level because you've got a wonderful wrap, by the way, which is like a pittoresque. It's got fresh pickles, red cabbage. What is this? That's the potato you were talking about.
A little bit of potato.
That's delicious, that.
Nice, isn't it?
Ethan, how are you finding it all?
Well, I've not had a bite yet.
What? Fucking hell! And why not? And monologue, it was an instruction for you to bite.
Well, sorry, it's just because my rapper makes quite the noise down the microphone whilst I'm...
Oh, it's mad that you could probably turn that down.
No, that's a good point.
Mm. Even slowly turning this down.
Falafel's great.
So is this healthy for me? Is this what I should be eating?
Yeah, obviously the fact that the potatoes are fried and the falafel's fried isn't ideal. But in terms of it having good stuff for you... Because I think people have become so obsessed with calories that they've forgotten about, like, nutrients and vitamins. And actually, like, not all food is either neutral or negative. Do you know what I mean? People think, oh, if you have X amount of calories, you're fine, you're ticking over, you're all right, you're losing weight. And if you have any more than that, then it's bad for you, you're going to die. But also, people need to remember that we need vitamins and vegetables. And, like, this has got four different types of veg in it.
Yeah.
It's healthy for you. It's got different fats in it from different places. Like
different places, whereabouts?
Well, like, it's not just like the fat you get from meat or beef is different to the fat you'll get from a hummus or whatever, or an olive oil. Like some things are better for you than others, and there's a lot of positive things in there.
There was a guy I knew, I won't name him, Josh. He was a lovely lad, but his diet, and he was a very slim lad, so I can't slag him off. His diet was... Do you know the largest possible go falafel you can get? He'd just have one of them a day, and what? That's it.
Really?
He's just the rat boy. So he would smash a go falafel, I think about 4-ish, 5-ish p.m., key, and then that would be him then. And he'd be starving. But all we look forward to is his go falafel wrap.
He must have numerous sort of mental health.
No. He seems issues. A good lad.
How do you know him?
He
lives in Go Falafel.
Yeah, he works on the radio. He's a producer.
Is he?
He's good. Like, I've really narrowed it down who it can be, though. But, you know, he is, you know, what's that saying?
Compass mentis.
What's that old saying, like, half a shilling off a pound?
Yeah, I think that might
is
be
that it.
Something like that, isn't it?
Half a shilling off a franc.
So you're saying he's a bit nuts.
Yeah. But he gets by in life. Do you know those people that
well,
you see?
He's obviously doing all right if he's got a job working in the radio. Yeah. He can't be that mad.
You see those people in life and you go, I wonder how.
How you sort of happen to sort of exist day to day.
How?
Speaking of, Ethan, how are you getting on with that?
Yeah.
Now he's taking too big of a bite. I don't even know what's going on.
Face
Can I tell you
hummus.
What happened before we came in?
Yep.
Now, the goal falafel, I'm going to throw you in the... I want to bring this story up because obviously I want to see the change maybe in Ethan. The goal falafel took a little bit of time and Ethan went, all this time and it's not even going to get in. That was his attitude, because I don't think he understood what was about to come.
Listen,
he had a point at the start, but I mean, Ethan is.
I'm going to stun you here. I used to have a go falafel phase where literally all I'd eat was go falafel at my lunchtime in my early days of working here, because I had a period where I was fearful that I wasn't getting enough nutrients and enough vitamins. So I'd always get the go falafel wrap and one of the smoothies just to pack it in. And then remarkably, that sometimes would be the only thing I'd have for the rest of the day. I can relate
like
to
that
this.
Guy.
Other
you were this guy.
You're Josh.
You were the go falafel guy.
Are you Josh?
I can relate to Josh.
So what is the problem then? Because remember when I brought that sushi in from the Tesco meal deal, which is still the best meal deal I had yesterday.
Here it is.
And Ethan said no to it because at one point he loved it so much that he ate it every day and got sick of it.
Right.
But then he's going to do the same thing with the go falafel where he's had too much of it, so now he's sick of it, so he didn't put it in. But the fact that he was ever willing to have too much of it suggests that he probably does like it.
Well, I must say I haven't had the go falafel in maybe, I'm going to say, 7-8 months.
Okay, right. And has it sort of reset in your mind?
It has a bit. When I did, I was like, oh, that's quite fun, and that's quite nice, and that's different. But it must be asked, is it as good as the chicken shawarma?
Hey, do you know what? I brought that up, didn't I? For the veggie boys and girls.
Yeah.
When you want a shawarma,
you're
either offered like halloumi wraps or falafel.
Yeah.
A good chicken shawarma is 9 out of 10. It's obvious.
No. No questions there.
Is this good falafel 9? Is the falafel replacing the chicken to an extent we can all be happy and go, oh yeah, it's not, still 9
I'm
out of
okay
10.
With that. Yeah, if you went into a shawarma place and you came out with the boys.
You came out there? What a place to
No, I'm not coming out as gay. I'm just coming out of the shop, and I say, they don't have any chicken shawarma, but they still have falafel. Is everyone going to go, oh, cool, that's fine? Or they go, fucking hell, if you'd have told us, we'd have gone to Burger King. You dickhead. You absolutely, you always do this, you twat, taking matters into your own hands. You got to fucking ask us.
Even if you could pick a restaurant to come out in, what would you pick?
That's a great question.
It's got to be Ask Italian, hasn't it?
Ooh.
Because I don't... What is it called? Ask Italian, first of all. Yeah, there's already a lot of sort of confusion going on there. I think that's the perfect place to sort of, you know, be your true self.
I think it's Taco Bell end.
Oh, that's very good. Thank you. That's very good. Ooh.
Not sure.
Anything else, or should we just go to rating these? They're delicious.
Not sure about that.
Even what would you go for? Mm.
Whether this gets said or the place to come out.
No, the first question.
Oh, place to come out.
I don't know if we need to do this as a feature, really.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to ask a couple of friends if we can keep this in.
Greg's.
Greg's. Yep. Great.
Greg's. He's great. Is it
big old
10?
Sausage roll?
No. Cut that.
No.
Come on, lads. Is it 9 out of 10? They're taking too long here. Joe. No, Ethan, you go
you
first.
You go first, Ethan. I want to know.
It's a good falafel. I missed it. It's nice to come back. I had way too many of them. It's spoilt for me now.
What is it?
So no. Say an answer!
No, I said no.
You didn't! No, you didn't!
I ended it with no.
Sorry.
No!
Well, I'm saying yeah.
Right! You're saying no.
I'm saying yeah, I think it's great.
Your yeah was weird then.
Well, I brought it in, of course. I think
you're
it's
not buzzing about it, though, are you?
Yeah. You're lying to yourself, actually. And whenever I do this, I get in shit.
You're not going, wow, what a back bit of food like we usually do. That is sensational. We're not doing that. We're going, is it as good as a shawarma? It's quite healthy for you.
How you feel when you eat it and how it makes you feel is part of whether a food's 9 out of 10. It's not just, you know, is it as good as a shawarma? Because that's not the
that's
game,
not the,
is it?
That's not the 9 out of 10
It's not
club.
Called, is it as good as a shawarma club? Because if it was, probably nothing would ever get in. Shawarma might be the best food on earth.
Ooh.
I think it's a solid 8 out of 10.
Ah! Bastard.
You absolute bastard, both of you.
Right, everyone.
So it's not in then? Give it a... No, I've only just had my breakfast and I still want to finish it.
So okay, what did you have for breakfast?
Just a little bean on toast. Huh? That's 9 out of 10.
You had beans on toast?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you do beans on toast once?
Got in.
Did you?
That's what I'm saying.
Right then, everyone. Thank you very much for joining us.
Oh.
Sloppy Joe's 2.0 is on the way. We're very excited. We've got some good stuff coming up. But for January, any other healthy 9 out of 10 club suggestions that you think are definitely there and we won't feel too guilty about
definitely
eating.
What?
There.
Oh. There.
Sorry.
You're right. Joe's just having a little sort of... Because his body's been flooded with nutrients and vitamins for the first time. It's like his mitochondria have gone from black and white to seeing colour. Do you know when you put those glasses on a little blind baby?
Oh,
and
yeah.
And it sees its mum for the first time.
Oh, what a video
time.
They are.
That's what Joe's cells are doing from having a bit of veg.
Isn't it quick how quick... isn't it mad how quick they register stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know, like, when you put a hearing aid in a baby and then the mum starts talking and they go...
And the mum's going, why are you touching my baby, you fucking weirdo? Because you do it on the tram, don't you, to babies who can already hear. You film it and put a hearing aid on it and go, what are you doing? And you go, at least give me my hearing aid back. Greedy little baby bastard. That's what they say. How are you feeling after that veg?
Delicious.
And a smoothie as well.
I know.
Oh,
shit's going to be unbelievable. Right, everyone. Thank you very much for joining us.
Bye!
See you Friday!
Wavy.
Eve.
That's see you later.
Stops. Eve.
Eve. All right, Thaniel.
Bye.
But the fact that it's healthy does make it more enjoyable.
Oh,
and
yeah,
that should play... I think that plays in.
It's probably a 9 out of 10.
Are you fucking joking? Are you messing? Are you still recording?
Yeah.
Right, that's gone in then.
Nope.
Your Honour.
I'm the editor.
No, you're not the editor. And I know you're not the editor, because when I went to put the thumbnail on the podcast yesterday, it had no title, no description, no tag. So I know Joe edited the last one. So don't give me this you're the editor bullshit. Joe does it.
They always make me feel better and go for falafel.
And for that alone.
You're a twat. That was great.
Yeah.
What are you doing? What happened to you when you're on air then? Did it stop?
stopped you saying any of this? No, that's not the answer to the question, is it?